T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
For the final hour of NFL Sunday, I think we've learned a lot today, including it's very difficult to come up with a team nickname or a defensive nickname.
Very difficult.
I'm sticking with
Nightmare in New England.
All right. You got Nightmare in New England.
Yep.
You
we got the Boogeyman, one. The Exorcist, and we're trying to figure out one for the D-line.
Dracula's.
No, not the actual.
All right, here's the deal. Well, let's go around the NFL here. It's week 6. Patriots got things started by beating up on the Giants, so they are 6-0. Mm-hmm. We have a London game going on right now. It is 34-18. Panthers lead the Bucks early in the fourth quarter. Christian McCaffrey looks pretty good. Something you guys mentioned earlier, does Kyle Allen keep that job for the rest of the season?
I think it's going to be hard to take it away from him.
Yeah, it is.
They look like a better team with him playing because now you don't have to worry about making sure he gets his touches. And when I say his touches, like running the football, like Cam Newton has to get his touches. He can just drop back there, spread it out to McCaffrey, and get the football in his hands.
Yeah, it's hard to ignore the wins, though, you know?
Yeah.
It's hard to ignore what's going on there with that one. All right, let's take a look at some of the 1 o'clock games here. You have the 4-1 Seahawks at the 2-3 Cleveland Browns.
Ooh.
What do we expect out of the Browns today?
I like the Seahawks in this one.
Russell Wilson's been awesome
right. This
year. He's got 12 touchdowns,
be
no
an
picks.
MVP.
Definitely MVP candidate. He has the best quarterback rating in the league. He's making some great throws out there.
And Cleveland stinks.
Cleveland does stink.
Yeah, they stink. They're such an unpredictable team because they have so much talent that you could see them go on like a quick, 21-point explosion and just because Landry takes it, Beckham takes it, Baker Mayfield does something crazy, and you're like, wow, man, they're in it. But eventually they're going to end up either, a costly turnover, bad coaching decision, and the Seahawks with Russell Wilson are just too clean. They play too much of a clean game.
Yeah, they really do. Is Baker Mayfield, is it a coaching issue with him, or do you think he's just maybe not great?
Well, he has the same coach that was coaching him last year. Freddie Kitchens was coaching him technically last year. But I would say that's because they were in a win-win situation.
Yeah,
they
were
out of the playoffs.
Yeah.
The coach had already been fired. Everyone was talking about next year.
And it's too many pieces to go. Like, you have Odell Beckham. You got Jarvis Landry. Nick Chubb's running the ball. I think he's trying to do too much to please his wide receivers.
There was a report out there, or maybe it was just a rumor, that said the Browns were already shopping Odell Beckham Jr., but I guess Dorsey came out and said that it's fake news. So,
jeez.
Yeah.
It's gonna be hard because is Freddie Kitchens calling the plays?
Yes.
You could see how they try to get Odell involved so much.
Oh, he's throwing passes.
He's running the ball.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but he's only had one good game so far. At least
But the point is that they're trying to force feed him, so which is taken away from Baker Mayfield's growth.
Yeah, it's not working out. This could be the game of the day. Also at 1 o'clock, the 4-1 Chiefs hosting the 3-2 Texans, two of the best quarterbacks. Forget young quarterbacks, the best quarterbacks.
It's in Kansas in the City, league. Though, right?
It is in Kansas City. Where they just lost. So
it's not like, oh, it can't be done.
No.
It can be done.
It depends on
Hill, he's playing, right?
Tyreek Hill is expected to play.
And Mahomes, with the ankle gimpiness.
Yeah,
right?
A little gimp. But doesn't it depend on what Houston team shows up?
Yeah. How many
tires did J.J. Watt flip during the week? That's all I want to know.
It's an important question.
Six.
Are they the third best team in the conference?
Houston?
Yes.
Well, I mean, wouldn't Indy be, based on the fact that they went into KC and beat them?
I'm not sold on the Colts.
Yeah,
I should be, but I'm not.
But I'm not sold on Houston
that is
either.
Something though, guys. You can't act like that wasn't.
Oh, it's not. No, it's good. Not nothing. I'll give you that.
I'm not sold nothing. On Houston.
No, wisdom from you today.
You like that?
I think they're fighting. I think there are a lot of teams fighting over that third spot, which is very far behind Kansas City and the Patriots.
Yeah. All right. I do like Deshaun Watson though, but We'll see. I got the Chiefs in that game, though. I think they bounced back from last week. Here we go. This is a real gem. Redskins, Dolphins.
Mm, my favorite.
Who gets their first win of the year?
Game is in Miami.
Yes.
Please,
that would be the best. That would be the absolute best.
I'm going to go with Miami. Because at least
the Redskins might actually seem like they're...
At least Miami knows who their quarterback is.
Yeah, the Redskins have a fresh head coach. Right. Although he himself is not a fresh...
Right.
But
all he wants to do is run the football.
They're going to run the hell out of it today.
They're going to run the hell out of 38-year-old Adrian Peterson.
What an ugly game. But what you will get out of it is when everybody... when you say that there's a... whatever the record is for the Patriots' opponents, mm-hmm. at least you can add a win there. Because these two teams, something's got to give.
Do either one of those teams play Cincinnati?
Yes, the Dolphins must, okay. right? I think because I think they're playing. Yeah, the All AFC right. East plays the AFC North this year.
All right,
so they will play them.
So trying to figure out who would be the team that doesn't win a game all season.
But it's not even a year where you have Andrew Luck sitting there or an obvious number one pick. At least I don't see one.
Unless you go for the kid out of Alabama, Tua? Which I'm like,
I don't think
good
so.
Luck with
yeah,
that one.
I don't. I'd rather have one of his receivers than
yeah.
him.
Yeah,
his
well, Tua,
or his lineman, yeah.
It's either Tua or Jalen Hurts. They're the guys that the front runners.
No. They're both the same. One's lefty, one's righty.
It can't be Jake Fromm or the kid from.
Oh yeah, what happened to your Bulldogs yesterday?
Jake Fromm. Anytime
they make a field goal.
Anytime and there was a stat up. Anytime he throws the ball more than 30 times a game, they lose.
That's a bad sign.
So how do you draft a quarterback?
You don't.
Knowing that,
I wouldn't.
And then it's
I
the
wouldn't
kid,
take Jake Fromm.
What is it? Justin Hubert out of Oregon.
Yeah, I kind of like him out of that group. All right, continue with the 1 o'clock games. Eagles and Vikings. Both teams are 3-2.
Hmm.
See how much Stephon Diggs gets involved here today.
Right. He only got four targets last week.
Yeah, last week it was all Thielen.
Right.
Thielen had a monster game. I still think the Eagles can pull it together, though, and be
one
of the best
teams.
Seems
like
it's
not a bounce back a little bit.
I think so. Saints at the Jaguars. 4-1 Saints versus the 2-3 Jacksonville Jaguars.
This one's interesting because you got the Teddy Bridgewater effect with the whole undefeated since Drew Brees got hurt, and mm-hmm. they're still riding the Garden Minshew kind of roller coaster.
They're
this is one of our
that.
Game pick games at the end. So
oh, it
oh,
is?
It is.
Yes. Okay.
Oh, so do we have to act? So since we're calling the game, are we not allowed to talk about it?
Let's just call it game day. It's kind of how it works. Yeah, who would you have, though? All right. 0-5 Bengals. At the 3-2 Baltimore Ravens. Yeah, there are a lot of really bad teams.
The Ravens.
NFL. Yeah, Ravens
the
are
the Bengals
roll.
Stink.
This is a double digit spread here. 10.5 points for the Ravens. This
it's
is
one
a good
of those
one.
Games where Lamar Jackson will end up having, you know, like 300 yards.
Well,
Hollywood
Brown
yards
is out.
Rushing.
Is he out for sure?
Yeah, I guess he's not playing. That's what John Anderson
Hollywood,
says.
Okay, Hollywood Brown is out. Has he got an ankle injury or something? Either way, he is out, so that could affect
but
the
even
they
then,
can just
Cincinnati
run the ball,
stinks.
But they do whatever they want. This game. Also in the mix for best game of the day, the 4-0 49ers at the 3-2 Rams.
Well, that's one of our pick 'em game, boys.
All right. Well, will the Patriots be the only undefeated team after this week?
Well, it's one of our pick 'em games.
Man, the Rams are not that.
Christian?
Yeah, we don't want to talk about
that. You can talk about the Rams about the game a little bit.
I just feel
like the Rams
are
better
around
than
the NFL.
This is a good one to talk about.
And the 49ers are a little suspect. I think they take their first loss.
Oh, suspect.
Now we know which direction Christian's going.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, no, you don't, because I've changed my philosophy when it comes to the picks.
Yeah, he doesn't really
the picks
know
are different.
On.
Oh, the picks are
based
different.
Based on
how
successful I was last week, I've changed my philosophy.
What's the latest on George Kittle? Is he a game time decision?
I have not seen that he's out yet.
Yeah, okay.
Well, have you looked into his eyes?
I got lost.
Did he get hurt last week?
Yeah, he's dealing with something, and he was limited. I think at practice he was questionable, but I think it sounds like he's going to play, but you won't know until like 2:30.
The Rams are just so... They're so unpredictable as far as their defense.
Yeah.
You look at their D and you're like, man, they got players all over the place.
James Winston like smoked them.
They got players
ago.
All over the place, yeah. But they're notorious for giving up 45 points.
Marcus Peters is the best worst corner like in football. You always see him giving up plays.
Yeah.
And yet he's, I don't know, I thought he
you
was
got
good.
Peters,
maybe
you
not.
Got Tlaib.
Yeah.
You got the,
big fellow Aaron Donald up front killing guys.
No, that's – where's Weddle? Is Weddle there? Isn't
no. Eric? Yeah, he is.
Eric Weddle there. Get Aaron Donald. You got the – what's the kid? Fowler?
Dante Fowler. Yeah, they got
who's
team.
Out?
Weddle and Clay Matthews are both out.
Weddle and Clay Matthews. Oh, yeah, Clay Matthews had a jaw surgery.
Still playing?
He's been playing pretty decent, though.
What about Bruce Matthews? Is he playing?
No, Bruce is – I don't think he's playing.
Okay.
I think Bruce is inactive this
All
week.
All right, 1-4 Falcons versus the 1-3-1 Cardinals.
Falcons stink.
Wow.
Where's this game? In Arizona?
The game is in Arizona.
I'm going
to
Arizona.
I think there needs to be a 30 for 30 done on the Atlanta Falcons and how their team just crumbled after that Super Bowl loss.
They were broken. Imagine that. They were broken that day. They were
Atlanta could be one of those teams where you look at and you go, they could be one of the worst teams in the NFL. Luckily for them, they have one win, but they could be one of those teams that can't win a game.
No, they're so bad.
And think about the talent they have. You got Julio Jones, who's one of the best wide receivers in the game. The kid Ridley is a talented player.
Yeah.
You got Vic.
You love Sanu.
You got the Beasley kid on defense.
Yeah. How about this?
Seriously, the offense alone, can you imagine? If you listen, hey, you keep your quarterback, we'll swap receiving cores, right?
Right.
And you take Olszewski, you take Jacoby Meyer, and you take Ryan Izzo. We'll take Julio Jones and Ridley. And, well, you know,
and Hooper,
too.
Right.
Hooper's good.
No, right. Fine.
If you did that.
It was like ridiculous. So what is wrong with Matt Ryan?
If you did that switch right now, the Falcons would be 0-10. Even though they only played five games, their losses would count as two.
Quinn's not going to make it through the season.
They would go 0-25 for the year.
The next Jay Gruden.
I think he'll be the next guy gone.
He stinks.
So they did make the playoffs the year after losing the Super Bowl. They did make the playoffs. They were 10-6. They lost in the divisional round. Last year, the Falcons went 7-9, missed the playoffs. This year, they're off to a 1-4 start. Clearly, they're going to miss the playoffs.
Same guys.
They're getting worse. It's
same
the same
guys
quarterback,
since the Super Bowl.
Same coach. Now, obviously, they don't have Shanahan anymore as the offensive coordinator. They lost him a couple years ago. But still,
you should be able to elevate somebody to do that.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be that bad. You shouldn't be a Super Bowl team. Even the Saints and the Eagles, teams that went to the Super Bowl and then they didn't fall off the cliff that bad.
Like the Seahawks.
Right? Yeah.
What do you guys think of Kyler Murray so far?
Jury's still out.
Yeah, I don't think he's not as bad as I think there's something there. I do. I think there's something they can build on.
Yeah.
I'm just curious to know how long it's going to take just based on their overall team, you know?
Yeah.
First year quarterback, first year, head coach with Cliff Kingsbury running the same system. But I do think there's something there with him. I like him.
I don't think his size has anything to do with his struggles of late.
Yeah.
We'll see how that offense works in the NFL. You remember Chip Kelly tried to do it? It hard for it to work in the NFL.
He needs to figure out a college offense again, Chip Kelly. But that's another show for another time.
UCLA.
2-3 Titans at the 1-4 Broncos.
We need the Broncos to lose, boys. Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
But they always play hard, though, the Broncos. I'll give them credit. They play hard.
They got that going for them. Surprise win last week.
And the Titans, they're two-faced. You don't know. They're the Dr. Jekyll.
Titans, no clue. You're right. No idea what's going on. 3-2 Cowboys at the 0-4 Jets. The return of Loverboy, Sam Darnold, to action here.
I think Cowboys will bounce back after last week.
I would say so.
On the road, even though they're playing in New York.
I think you're going to be just fine.
Yeah.
The Sunday night game.
Oh, God.
1-4 Steelers, 2-3 Chargers.
That's going to stink. At least that means I don't have to watch Sunday night game.
No, you don't. You can spend your time doing something else.
Power.
Yep.
Whatever you want. I don't have to.
Succession, season finale.
There you go.
I can watch the Righteous Gemstones.
Yep.
So who's the quarterback for the Steelers then?
It's got to be Devlin Hodges, I believe.
The third string, the kid from Samford.
Are you saying Stanford?
No, I'm saying Samford.
Stanford.
It's Sam, a pam-pam thing.
Samford. I think he's in action tonight.
Wow. There's no way that Mason Rudolph would play.
No way.
No, my God.
The way they dragged him off the field.
Oh, my Lord.
God.
They didn't need
if
a cart, though.
If you're his parents, you must be pissed at the NFL.
Oh, you got to
be. So you just cut the face mask off and you leave him looking like Kazoo from the freaking Jetsons.
Pull him up like Weekend at Bernie's and drag him off the field. His feet are just kind of dragging.
Somebody turn.
You're fine. You're fine, Mason. Say something, Mason.
Somebody turn that game on and said, is this 1932? They don't wear face masks.
A lot of people think the game would be safer if you didn't wear face masks.
There's no way in hell. There's no way in hell it'd be safe.
The Monday night game is the 2-1-1 Lions at the 4-1 Packers.
Ooh.
Packers.
I think this is going to be the Lions.
Could be. Yeah, the Lions surprised me. I thought they were going to be 0-4 and Patricia would be gone by now. So I was wrong about
that. They've played well. Their one loss was a game that they should have won, and it should have been against Kansas City. That was the game that they lost to Kansas City at the
end. They lost to Kansas City, and they had the tie against Arizona, which they also blew that at the end of the game. They made a stupid choice there. So they should be 3-1 or 4-0.
They should be
maybe
3-0 and 1 or 4-0.
Yeah. And then the Bills, Fourier's Bills are on the bye.
That's right.
The Bears, the Colts, and the Raiders are not playing. So there you go. There's around the NFL. We'll get back to some more Patriots conversation here. And then our picks to wrap up the program. This is NFL Sunday, and it's brought to you by Kaplansky Insurance.
More of NFL Sunday right now with Christian Fourier, Jermaine Wiggins, and Rich Keefe on Sports Radio WEEI.
Well, let me tell you something about Julian. First off, he calls himself the squirrel. You want to know why he calls himself the squirrel? Because he is a squirrel. He's furry. He's furry. He's cute. He's elusive. He's feisty. And most importantly, whenever he gets a chance, he gets that nut. Just like he gets a first down. Just like he gets the touchdown. Just like he'll give you a catch when you need it.
There you go. Rob Gronkowski made his NFL
his
analyst.
WWE,
no, believe it or not, that was a NFL pregame show on Fox.
Oh, I thought that was a WWE pro.
Where is he today? I don't see him anywhere today.
Shouldn't he be on the Sunday show
with Bradshaw and Jimmy Johnson?
Maybe he's resting up for next Thursday. I'm not sure, but
Too much analysis on that first one.
This is the best show to break down Gronk's performance because we have two former NFL tight ends turned broadcast media members here. Yes. Savants, experts, geniuses, whatever it might be.
Newsbreakers.
Fourier and Wiggy.
Insiders.
What did you guys think of Gronk's debut performance?
Well, I would say that Fox did not do him any good. They gave him just layups to talk about George Kittle one and Julian Edelman, of course.
Right.
Like let's just ease our way into this, right? We don't want you to, you know, break a sweat.
Right.
They had the perfect opportunity to go to him at halftime, okay, and sit there and go, Gronk, what the hell is going on with this offense? They can't move the ball. What's going on? And what do they need to do to fix it? That should have been, I mean, the perfect scenario happened for them. Like, he knows what that offense is supposed to look like. He's obviously watching the game. They don't trust him enough to go to him for that question with that situation. So that should tell you what they think about him. It's just from that point of view.
Right.
Yeah,
so
it really does.
I think he can be Terry Bradshaw. I think they should knock Terry Bradshaw off that show and allow Gronk just to give his analysis, whether it's silly, whether it's stupid. Who cares? That's what you want anyways.
I wonder if it's...
As long as he does it the way where he goes about it and just be... And he's himself, right? So Christian makes a great point. I would have loved to ask Gronk, what do you think Brady's feeling like right now, knowing that he has no tight end to throw it to and he had a guy in you last year who he could count on? What's his thought process? How important is the tight end in this offense? Those are some of the to ask about George Kittle.
I just don't think he's very comfortable doing things like this. Well, like, it's maybe not his role, I don't think.
Maybe that's it. But why?
I think he is.
You know that feeling when you feel uncomfortable for somebody else?
Yeah.
I get that with
him. Isn't that what they want? Isn't that what could count on what you want? Isn't that why we're watching because of that.
No. I don't watch any of the, well, I don't really watch the pregame shows anyway, but I don't watch any kind of like breakdown show and I'm like, oh, I want to see this guy who's probably nervous and is not coming across
very
well. I don't want to feel that way.
Make himself look like an absolute train wreck.
Yeah, it just doesn't seem fitting. Like that little promo he did about the squirrel thing, yeah. I'm like,
I want you to be like Randy Moss. I want you to be a guy that I don't care how you sound. He's got that country swang to
him. You want everybody to be like Charles Barkley. That's what you want. If you're bringing a former player in, you want them to be Charles Barkley.
Charles Barkley is perfect. Give your analysis, whether it's critical, whether you go the guy stinks, whether he's overrated, whether he's underrated. Give me a little insight into what potentially could be going on.
Because I don't doubt that Gronk is really smart football-wise, and he'd be able to break down anything you want him to do football-wise, but then hopefully...
Offensively, especially.
Yeah, offensively for sure, and then still have fun with it and be able to, you know...
Just be yourself.
You should
So what does it tell you then, Keith? What does it tell you when, obviously, this was all pre-produced? Okay, listen, one's going to be Edelman, the other one's going to be George Kittle, and don't worry about it. It's not like they don't let him react on the fly. What does that mean? What does Fox think about Gronk?
Well, two things. One, they probably don't think that he can do it. Or two, they don't want it. And they just want it to be more of a slap and tickle.
Maybe they feel like he's not going to give us anything anyways. So even if we go and say, hey, Gronk, maybe they've done some like pre-production or they've done like, you know, auditions with him that they just filmed and they ask him questions like that. And it was more of
Or they just want him because he's the big name, right?
It's always the big name. I mean, that's a big part of what gets you on the show.
But lesser name guys, right, who? They have to be really good. No, I'm saying on NFL Network or whatever.
But even NFL Network, lesser name guys don't really get an opportunity.
Well, ESPN, like, I know you guys play with him, but Damian Woody wasn't, like, the biggest name in the world. No, but he's pretty good, so he's carved out a spot for himself.
That's a small portion of guys. And Woody happens to live close to in New York, and so that's why it worked out for him. But Woody does a good job.
What I'm saying is those guys have to do a good... In other words, if Gronk didn't have his name, and he just heard, like, Thursday night, for an example, he wouldn't be there.
But
like,
if he was a third-string tight end, he would be there. Gronk's going to only stay there for a minute, because it didn't happen that way with Charles Woodson. Charles Woodson was only with ESPN, and he was a big name.
On the Sunday NFL countdown.
I think what ultimately ends up happening is they go, yeah, you're a big name, Emmitt Smith, but you're not very good at this.
Emmitt Smith and Jerry Rice were two of the worst.
Holy smokes.
So the big name.
Ray Lewis still working.
The big name gets you in the door.
Yeah.
But I think the guys that are best at it are guys like Christian, myself. I'm going to be honest. I know. The guys that don't have the big name and they're not afraid to say what they feel because they feel like, oh, I'm going to see this guy.
And I wonder if Gronk is
Damian
too,
Woody.
Yeah. Like, is he
the other thing I always felt like when guys get up there, like an Emmitt Smith, and he gets up there and he tries to break something down like he's an expert at that job. But he's not an expert at that job. He's not. He's an expert at running the football. So he carries himself like he's better than everyone else, and he isn't. It takes a while. Or some guys it's natural, and some guys you have to develop that talent. You have to be able to make a point in a short period of time. I don't think they could do it. So my thing with Gronk is, like, let's not act like this guy is an expert at analyzing film. Let's get him for who he is. He's a little off the cuff. He's a little sophomoric, a little immature. I mean, he'll say some funny things, and we can react to it. To me, that's a safe zone. You're not bringing – he's not Chris Collinsworth. He's not Tony Romo. You're not hiring him to be that guy. You're hiring him to be himself. So maybe they just gave him those two. One was a tight end question, okay? And the other one was his best friend. How can you mess that up? And he still almost did, and it was great.
I was going to say, how? I don't know.
it was great. It was awesome.
But I wonder if you're on his
– He gets too. That nut.
Was he – maybe they're grooming him to be Terry Bradshaw, but you sort of have them both under contract for a while.
How is Terry Bradshaw? I mean, I've seen him, but I really never taken any stock into – really analyzing what he says and what he does.
They do, when they sit at the little table there, they do sometimes actually talk football.
Right. I think every once in a while. See, that show looks at more, it looked to me that show, because it's only on 12 to 1. It's not like the Sunday NFL Countdown where it's longer and they do a lot of different breakdowns. That show is more interviewing players in the league. It's kind of the slap and tickle.
It is, and it's like you get 20
seconds
on the
game. When Bradshaw came out of the league, you know, he was on all those, you know, Cannonball Run movies. It was like his personality was kind of unique, and it was off a little oddball based on where he was from. But so, I mean, he carried through, because I don't ever hear Terry Bradshaw really say anything mind-blowing.
No. He doesn't. I don't think any of those guys
do. He's a made guy, and they're never going to get rid of him.
I don't think Strahan says anything mind-blowing. Tony Gonzalez doesn't say anything. Because the way that show is, there's, what, four or five of them. Five of them. They get a couple minutes here. When I want to hear you is when you got a 30-minute show like NFL Live and they got Ninkovich or they got Teddy Bruschi or Woody or some of the other players that they have. Victor Cruz, I think it's now. And they say, what do you think of – how do you think Tom Brady's feeling right now?
Yeah, when and they he get a has, chance to answer it and they're
or,
supposed to answer it.
Or Rob Gronkowski, you and Antonio Brown have the same agent.
Oh, God, easily could have
Any
been asking him about that.
Any chance in your mind – that the Patriots should look to bring him back, even though he had this situation and they let him go, or did they let him go too early?
Now, you think that Gronk's coming back still this year. Have you changed your mind?
I still believe, because he's going to be around the game, I still believe he's going to get that itch, and then he's going to start to see how people view him on Fox.
Yeah, and but that, he's not. He's there's no chance he will ever be as criticized as Jason Witten, because Jason Witten did the game. So you got to hear Jason Witten for 3 hours, and he was so bad at it that even if you're bad at the pregame show, you'll never get the level of criticism as the Monday night announcer.
You won't get the level of criticism, but you won't get much. You won't get much reps, just like Christian talked about. If you turn it on Fox right now, it's going to be the Fox pregame show, and there's no Rob Gronkowski.
Yeah.
So when are we seeing you?
That's a good question.
Are you just dropping us in? Are you dropping them in every blue moon?
I don't know.
Wasn't that a nickname for the Pats defense?
That was one of them. Yeah.
It was blue moon. Oh, I think it was blue moon.
Do we want to take a couple more of those?
I love this game.
Do you want to take
my
favorite
game?
All right.
Yes, yes,
we got our picks coming up here in a second.
I told you, still the nightmare in New England.
All right, let's go to John in Westport. What do you got, John? John? The segment works a lot better when you jump in there.
Yeah, Ace? It was a bad idea.
Ace. What do you got, Ace?
All right, I got the nickname.
Okay.
Ace.
The new 85 Bears.
D minus.
Yeah, all right. Let's go to Andrew in Boston. Andrew?
The new 85 Bears.
All right, guys, can you hear me?
Yep.
Yeah, you sound great.
Yep, okay, I've got three for you.
Okay.
The Fury.
Fury?
The Boom and the Doom.
Boom and the Doom.
And Sons of Agony.
Sons of Agony.
Well, listen, no.
Sons of Agony?
Those were three, like, it was respectable. Yes, thank you. Boom Shakalaka.
All right. Dan's in Quincy. What's up, Dan?
Christian's got a low bar, I've noticed.
I like them all.
Dan?
You know, I wanted to get to Bennett, but to hear Tommy Curran say that Antonio Brown ruined three teams, really? Really, the Patriots are 6-0. The Raiders are 3-2. Surprisingly, they just won two straight. One on the road against the Colts, and they beat the Bears. And he was with Pittsburgh for 8 years. Okay, so if he wants to have that opinion, fine. But it's not factual.
D minus.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah, that's a very good point.
Okay, and as far as Bennett goes, hey, it's coming now. I'm getting this sense that, and maybe it's my Belichick defense going up, that now Belichick blew it on the Bennett signing because look what they have on defense. He didn't know what the team was going to look like when the season started. You stockpile bodies as many as you can during the off season, and they still may need them. That the season's going to change 3 or 4 different times. I love how the media is making conclusions about the team right now. Six games in, and that's all we got.
I mean, we only got 6 games. But I think with Bennett, I think the bigger issue is more: is he going to be okay playing 10 snaps a game?
Well, let Belichick worry about that. If Antonio Brown ever came back to the team,
I'd love it.
Let him worry about how he's going to handle him in the PA. And one last, I'll leave you with a nickname.
Yeah.
How about this one's for you, Wiggy?
Yep.
How about the "We Don't Need Him" on the in a tribute to Antonio Brown? The "We Don't Need Him" defense, right?
That sound like me.
That's what everybody was saying. And now they're backing in the spin. And they're like, "Whoa, we didn't say we didn't need Antonio Brown."
They were wrong.
I got another nickname.
Oh, God.
Bring him back, defense.
All right.
That's the defense. If the defense had an option, they'd be like, "Yo, bring him back.
Bring him back."
JB,
boom shakalaka.
JB in Providence. You get the last one here for the day. JB, what do you got?
Make it good.
I'll go quick, guys. Kiefer, Christian, Wiggy, I agree with you on one thing from during the week real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Sesame Street, what's next? Horton goes to Hooters. I got a Keefspiracy. Brady is paying Fox to hire Gronk to get it out of his system. Next, he'll pay WWE to get it out of his system so he can get his ass back on the field.
Okay.
I've got the nickname, the slogan, and the T-shirt. You know the play on the words, Ben don't break?
I sure do.
I'm changing it. We're going the Breakman. "We must break you" is the slogan. We got Drago on the front and all the guys on the back. Boom shakalaka!
There you go, the Brakeman. That's the last one.
I must break him.
Sticky Bandits is still the best one.
That's my pick.
Yep. I'm still going Nightmare in New England.
All right.
They can keep the Boogeyman.
We'll get the Exorcist. That was brought to you by Marine Home Center, your local Anderson Windows dealer. We got our NFL Week 6 picks coming up next year on NFL Sunday.
You're listening to NFL Sunday. Let's get back to it on Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, wrapping things up here on NFL Sunday. It's a Week 6. Time now for our picks, which are brought to you by your Boston area Mercedes-Benz dealers and the Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned event going on now through October 31st. John, how did we do last week first?
Well, Fourier's strategy of picking opposite Wiggy worked stellar. Mm-hmm. Fourier went 3-0, which tied him with Wiggy on the season at 8-7. Wiggy went 1-2, Keefe 2-1. So Keefe is at 7-8, Wiggy and Fourier at 8-7 on the season.
We're all around 500 here.
We had two bad games last week.
Yeah, we did. All right, let's start out with the Kansas City Chiefs at home laying 3.5 to the Houston Texans.
Well, now Fourier doesn't have to go opposite of me.
What?
Why not? Because he's already.
We have the same record.
We
good
have
point.
The same record.
Yeah, good point.
So he's no need to catch up.
But I feel like it works so well. I just want to. I feel like I don't know why I should jump off. Like,
maybe.
I just feel like
right.
it works right. for me.
All
Let
right.
me try it one more week.
Okay.
All right.
You're going to try it again.
Let me try it one more week, and then right. I promise I'll make my own picks.
All right. Fair enough. I will start. I'm going with the Kansas City Chiefs. They get Tyreek Hill back. I think the offense, which did not look great last week, I think they snap out of it, and they have a monster game. Kansas City by at least a touchdown.
All right, I agree with you. Kansas City covers the spreads 3.5.
I'm taking
Houston.
The,
you got to take Houston.
Texans, yeah. I'm going to pick the Houston Texans.
Yeah, you feel really strong there. Yeah. In the NFC, a good one here. The undefeated.
I love how he has to think about it at first when I give my pick. He's like, right,
well, I feel like I need to act like it's my own pick. You know, yeah. Like,
you're locked in with Bill O'Brien and the Texans.
Oh.
49ers are 3-point underdogs on the road against the Rams. Wiggy, who do you got in this one?
I like the Rams. I think the Rams cover San Francisco. They take an L this week. The Rams going to have a nice bounce back game where they play well. So I like the Rams.
Yeah, it's all well and good. But I'm going to say the San Francisco 49ers take a W. They're going to eat the W.
They're going to eat the W. They're
going to
eat the W. So I know our guy Chris Scheim during the weekend of the Payday Pod, he was all over the Niners +3, but he has been struggling recently. So unfortunately, I'm going to have to go against Scheim. I'm going with the Rams as well.
Right, plus Kittle's a little bit nicked up.
Yeah, not good. And the Niners can't be undefeated this long because I don't think they're that good.
No, they haven't played it. They're the same way the Patriots. They haven't really played anybody.
The Jaguars are at home. They are laying 3 points to Teddy Bridgewater and the New Orleans Saints.
Ooh.
I will go... Oof.
This is the battle
tough.
Of the backups.
Minshew or Bridgewater?
Yes.
Who do you have? The Saints, they're winning kind of ugly right now, but they're still winning. Right. So give me the Saints.
Okay.
Plus they're getting 3 points.
Yeah, they're getting 3 points. You know what? I'm going with the stash. This has been the Minshew, the stash. I like Jacksonville at home. The Saints are going to, obviously, they're a different team when they're outdoors. Teddy Bridgewater, he barely throws the ball further than 5 yards.
Oh, yeah.
So I like Jacksonville.
Oh, well, you know what I'm going to do.
Yeah, okay.
I'm taking the Saints.
All right. Fair enough. Guys.
I like this game.
You like that one?
I love it.
All right. He's going to have to pick his own picks
next week.
Next week. Next week.
Hold on. Wait a second.
No, we're out of time.
Just for the record, if this ends up working again, like, I can't stop doing it.
Well, I guess if it works again.
We're going to have to start making you pick first. But that's NFL Sunday presented by Kaplansky Insurance. The right coverage at the right price. Kaplansky.com and also in part by the New England Kubota Tractor Dealers and Needham Bank. Tom Brady, I believe, on tomorrow, right? Or did that get changed? So he will be on tomorrow. Wiggy, you and me tomorrow.
Yep.
We're going to have Daron Harmon, James White, I believe, and Bill Belichick with OMF.
We're going to see if Daron likes our nicknames.
Have a great rest of your Sunday. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Boys.
See you later.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.